little ones, the youths downstairs here, be with us, O Lord. Let the song worship, let the preaching of the word, anything, special item that will be done today, be a blessing to everyone, O Lord. Those who are still on their way coming, bless them, protect them, and give us a blessed time into your presence. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we have prayed. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. So we are back once again to continue our study on the church. It has been quite a long time. We have not I've not been here for the Sunday school again due to different programs that we had, the youth, visiting ministers and everything. The last time I was here, I think it was the 1st of July for the Sunday school. So we need to refresh a little bit what we have been saying and then carry on the study. So far we have seen, we were studying what exactly is the church, because we thought it was important for us to understand why we are coming here, why we call ourselves church members, and what we represent ourselves in our mind as a church. Is it the true church that we have to belong to, or we are just seeing the things from the outward appearance? But we wanted really to explore what the church is, and being member of this house, does it make you member of the real church of the Lord? So we wanted really to bring to our attention what is church membership, what is the church exactly, and what it means to belong to the church, and what the requirements to be, to call yourself member of the church, what the requirements to belong to the church, amen. So we've seen by definition what the church was. It was a group of people that were called out for a purpose, amen. We were for quite a few weeks, we saw how it started with the children of Israel. They were called the church of God because they were brought out of Egypt. But not all of them that came out of Egypt were the church, amen, because they were those people who came out. That's why we insisted in the definition of the church, not only being the people that are called out, because in Israel, in Egypt, they were called out, but many were not the church, though they were called out, amen. We saw that they needed a revelation. Their coming out of Egypt must have been the fulfillment, a revelation of the promise that God gave to Abraham, that your people will go, and after 400 years, I'll bring them out. So those who came out based on the understanding, on the revelation of the promise, knowing that this going out is the fulfillment of what God promised to our father Abraham, those were those ones who were prepared to face the challenges. Because those who were not prepared, those who were just going as a trend, as a fashion, they were not prepared to face the challenge. Amen. When the first challenge raised, which was the Red Sea, those who just followed the other people, those who didn't base the coming out on the revelation of what was going, they were ready to go back to Egypt. Any single challenge that raised on their way, those who were not based on the revelation were ready to return. That's why the coming out we saw must have been based on the revelation. That's why Jesus, when he was talking about the church, when Simon Peter received the revelation of who Jesus was, Jesus said, I will build my church on the revelation. Amen. Of who I am. Amen. So the church has to be built on the revelation of Jesus Christ. We spent quite a long time seeing the revelation of Jesus Christ as well. Who is Jesus Christ? We saw that Jesus Christ is the Word, and the Word that is anointed for your day. That's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Because you can't just come and say, I believe the Word, and you go and start building an ark, which is good because you can find it in the Bible. God said, go and build an ark. But today, if you go and spend your millions building the ark, it's the word, but it's not the revelation of Jesus Christ today. We saw that Jesus Christ revealed himself today through the promise he has fulfilled today. Malachi 4, Luke 17, Revelation 10, the fulfillment of what Jesus is doing in our day. That is what is building his church upon today. Amen.
Amen.
That's why when Jesus died, went to heaven, the first thing he did, he came down to give the revelation of himself, of what he will be all over the seven church ages. Amen. Because even in the greetings to the churches, to the seven churches, the first thing he does in every greeting is to reveal himself.
Amen.
Any message to the church started with the revelation of who he is. Because on every single age, the building must be based upon the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. So that's what we saw so far. We started now to talk about how do you become a member of the church. Because receiving the revelation is a good thing. It's the foundation. It's the starting point. Does it make you a member of the church yet? That's what we are going to see. Simon Peter, after receiving the revelation of who Jesus Christ was, a few verses later, a few days later, Jesus in Luke 22:31-32, he says, And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen your brethren. Amen. Peter received the revelation of Jesus Christ, but Peter was not converted yet. Amen. Because if he was converted, Jesus wouldn't tell him, when you will be converted, strengthen your brethren. Getting the revelation is good, but that doesn't make you in the church yet. What makes you to belong to the church is something different. The revelation is a good starting point. When we take just the example of Simon Peter, he received the revelation that Jesus Christ is the Son, the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus praised him for that. And Jesus gave one of the greatest promises that a man can receive, that you'll receive the keys of the kingdom. He had the keys, but he was not converted yet. Because if from that time on, if we look, we examine the life of Simon Peter, you will see that he was still the old same Simon Peter. With his bad temper. Amen. He was still that same person who couldn't forgive his brother. He was the one who came with the question to Jesus Christ, how many times should I forgive my brother? 7 times? When Jesus tell him, no, it's 17, 7 times 70. So it was too much for him. So that he influenced the other disciple to ask Jesus, strengthen our faith. Because it was too much for him to forgive his brother even 7 times in one day. But when Jesus brought that is not 7 times, for him 7 times it was too much. But Jesus said, no, 7 is not enough. It's 70 times a day. So it was not, because the kingdom that Jesus was preaching to them, being member of the church, Jesus was laying the model of the life they should live when they become member of the church.
Amen.
Life of love. Life of sacrificing themselves for others. But when he's not even able to forgive a brother for one single thing, how can he lay his life for others? He was not still member of the church. He was converted, but he was still the same Simon Peter. Amen. It was not easy for him to understand the things of the kingdom. He had the revelation, but he was still struggling to catch the vision of heaven. So that when Jesus will come, you know, in that same chapter, when he received the revelation, just after receiving the revelation of who Jesus Christ is, after being praised that, Simon, you are blessed, I will build my church and I'll give you the keys of the kingdom. After all this praise, listen to what happened. In the same Matthew chapter 16, to show you that he still needed something more. The revelation was good, but he wanted something more. After receiving the revelation, in Matthew 16, 21, from that time, if you read a few verses before, it's when Jesus is praising him for receiving the revelation. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him. Listen, the man who have just received the revelation that you are Christ, the Son of the living God. Now when the Son of the living God starts, you know, revealing the very purpose for which he came on earth, to die and fulfill redemption, Peter stands now on his way to redemption. He started rebuking him, saying, be it far from thee. The man who have received the revelation is hindering the Lord to go and die to claim redemption. Be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be unto thee. But Jesus turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Amen. Amen. This is the man who have received the revelation. But Jesus calls him Satan. Because he wanted something more. That's why when we receive the message, when we believe the promise of this day, it's fine, but it's not it yet. It's a good starting point. You have received, you have caught the revelation. You have seen what God is doing today. It's fine, but you need something more. You need another step. Peter was still called behind me, Satan. Peter was still hindering the plan of God to fulfillment. Why? Because he was still the old Simon Peter. He didn't receive that click that he needed for him to become open, for his eyes to be open to the things of the kingdom. Amen. So it's very, very important point for us to understand. That's why you'll see you have been in the message for years, but you have just stopped there. It was good for Peter to receive the revelation, but if he stopped there, it was not it for him, because he was still doing things against the will of God. When a little, very little, you know, trial came, a little challenge came, Peter was ready to do anything. Even if Jesus told him, behind me, Satan, you are preventing the plan of God for fulfillment, he didn't really understand it. When they came to catch Jesus, to arrest him, he took his sword and cut the ear. Because for him, he was still the old Simon Peter. He couldn't understand that through this arrest of Jesus, through his death, that's what will make me member of the true church of God. That's what will bring redemption to the whole earth. But since he didn't make the next step yet, he couldn't understand the things of the kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
When another challenge came, he was ready to fight for his own life. When the master told them, there is no greater love. If you want to become member of the kingdom, member of my church, there is no greater love than to give your life for your friends. To give yourself for others. Peter heard all these things being taught day after day, but he was not ready yet. To protect his life, he was ready to do anything. Kill, cheat, lie, do anything, because he was still the old Simon Peter. Something was needed to happen. So, when they arrested Jesus, when a woman, not even a soldier, if it was a soldier, we could understand that he was afraid of the machine guns and he was afraid to go to jail. A woman, and they called her a damsel. You know, so a damsel, I don't know really exactly what it means, but I think it must be a nice looking lady, gentle lady, isn't it? It's not threatening. She's a damsel. She just came kindly to ask him, were you one of those with this man? Listen to his answers. The man who received the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, that Matthew 26, thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what you are saying. I don't know what you are talking about, lady. But you were with him. No. I don't know him. Second time. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid, is not even someone of importance, a maid, saw him and said unto them that were there, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. The maid was not even addressing him. She was talking to someone else. Said, you see that guy? He was but Peter, since something real didn't really happen in him yet, he started even cursing. And again, he denied him with an oath. I do not know the man. Jesus Christ, whom he received the revelation saying, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now he's calling him the man. Amen. That's what it is very, very important to understand these things. Then, and after a while, came into him they that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou also art one of them, for thy speech betrayed you. My brother, receiving this message makes you, it transforms you, even if you don't want to make the next step. But since you have received the seed, they will recognize you. Even if you want to pretend that I'm not this and that, but you will say something that they'll say, it doesn't seem correct. You must be one of them, even if you deny it. Listen, then began he to curse and swear. Before it was a note, then curse and swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. Amen. So you see the importance of the next step we are going to talk about. Revelation was fine. We can see even later, after Jesus has died, after he has told them everything, revealed to them what will happen next, and Jesus asked them, stay. Tarry in Jerusalem until I send the Holy Spirit. But Peter was the first one after Jesus died and to tell his brothers, his friends, man, let's go back to our business. I was a fisherman, you know. Now that Jesus has abandoned us, we don't know what, you know, he's just dead. And let's go and do earn our living the way we were doing before he came. He influenced all of the brethren. If you read, he was the one who told the others, let's go fishing. And them all then followed him. If Jesus didn't come to perform the miracle he did in the sea, we don't know what would have happened. Because they were on the way to go. While Jesus asked him, I'll make you a fisher of man. Leave what you are doing. He was the first to go back to his former business. So you see, the importance of what we are going to talk about. What makes you a member of the church? Yes. Amen. Revelation is fine. Good starting point. Now we are going to see the prophet. We have just a few minutes to introduce this topic. And next time we'll develop it. The prophet says, me. The prophet says, yeah. There's nothing you join in the kingdom of God. There's not one thing you can join. It's an experience of being born into the church. Not joined into it, but it's a birth. Amen. So what makes you member of the church is a birth. The prophet says in the Old Testament, the church was called the kingdom of God. So when you become member of the church, you become member of the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. Now Nicodemus, he came after seeing Jesus Christ performing, teaching, and doing that outstanding ministry that he had. When he came to ask Jesus in John 3, what should I do? Because I can see that you are a teacher that came from God. But Jesus introduced something to Nicodemus, showing him the requirement to become member of the kingdom of God. Amen. That was the next step that Peter needed. That requirement to be part of the kingdom of God. Let's read it. John chapter 3. John chapter 3 from verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou dost except God be with him. Now listen to Jesus now, what he says. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Amen? That was the requirement. Nicodemus wanted to enter the kingdom of God. Simon Peter received the revelation of who is Jesus Christ, but to enter the kingdom, the requirement was one and only one. You must be born again. As long as Simon Peter was still the old Simon Peter, though he had the revelation of Jesus Christ, he was not born again yet. He couldn't be a member of the church. He couldn't belong to the kingdom of God. That's why you see the Simon Peter before his new birth and the Simon Peter after the new birth, they were two different people. Amen. Though he had the revelation, the same revelation of Jesus Christ, but when the new birth came, he could boldly stand before the people that crucified Jesus Christ and accusing them of doing what they have done, testifying of the deity of Jesus Christ. He could go before kings, before many people, and speak boldly, openly of the name of Jesus Christ. Not, why? Because the revelation didn't, before the revelation was just something that was, you know, on the outside. But the revelation became something that became him, and the revelation became. It was anchored in him now. Amen. Receiving the revelation is good, but you need the new birth to take the revelation and make it part of you. Amen. You and the revelation, you become one. Amen. That is the new birth. Amen. And that's what you need to become a member of the church. Amen. Amen. So from next time, we are going to see this very important topic of new birth. Please, if you can make it, please do come. It will be very important. Every Christian needs to understand this experience of new birth. Because many of us, we console ourselves, we comfort ourselves saying, I'm a Christian, I believe the message. But few only have gone through this experience of the new birth. You need the new birth. Jesus insisted, you can't enter the kingdom except you are born again. It was so, so important. And we see if Peter didn't receive that new birth, though he had the revelation of the message of his hour, Peter could have gone astray. Yeah. He was ready to deny the Lord. He was ready to reject the message. That's why you need the new birth. We need the new birth because it makes us really member of the church. And it's only after the revelation has become a new birth in you that you can claim that the gates of hell will never prevail. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we commit now these few words that have been said.
Yes.
Maybe it was not said the way you wanted it to be said, but you are the Holy Ghost in your children. You can give it a sense and make it become life in them, O Lord. Take now control of the remainder of the service in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you.